Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Put your full hearts into it today, buddies. It is daf Lamed Beis, exactly the beginning of the Torah and the end of the Torah. Lamed Beis, perfect for Erev Shavuos, and we even begin with a Shavua. Shavuata Idut Ketzat, says the Halakha Mishnah. And how exactly can you tell us, like, how it works, the Shavuata Idut? We sort of remember that's always the approach in the Mishnah. First, we assume you know everything, and we tell you all of the dinim, and gradually we get to the very basics of the halacha that we've assumed all along you know. So, if you make a Shavuata Idut, what does it consist of exactly? All right, so a guy who needs your testimony in a suit that he's bringing. So he says to two edim, Bo'u v'aiduni, I need your testimony. And their response is, what testimony? Shvua she'ena anu yodim l'chaidut, we swear we know nothing about it. Or they say to him, they don't use the word we swear, they just say, we don't know any testimony, why are you coming to us? And he says to them, really now, mashbia ani alecha, I say you are in a matzav of a shvua, and they say amen. Now, we learned before, if you say amen, that is the equivalent of motzi shvua mipiv. And therefore, in either of these two scenarios, whether they offered the shvua up front, or whether they responded with an amen to the shvua, hare elu chayavim. Now, suppose he's outside of Beis Din, and five times in a row, he says to them, listen, this is ridiculous. You got to come. I'm making you swear. They say amen, or they swear, whatever. And then this is outside of Beis Din. Now they come into Beis Din, and they say, no, yeah, sure, we're happy to give testimony. So then what they said outside of Beis Din is completely irrelevant. That's not a Shavuos HaEdus, because in the end, there was actual Edus. Shavuos HaEdus is where that Shavuah allowed you to be put into a position where you could not offer that testimony. And that, of course, is only where there's a kvira in Beis Din, as we've been saying all along. In this case, you didn't make a kvira in Beis Din, because when the deadline came, and this was the moment of truth, you told the Beis Din, yes, we're willing to testify, and you testified. How do you like that? So, there would be no chiyuv at all in that case, because in the end, you actually went ahead and you did give the testimony, and therefore you'll be potter. But if kafru, then you would be chayev, even though you only kofer once in front of the Beis Din, but then you would be chayev on each one of the shvuas ha'edus that you had made, because those shvuas were made outside of Beis Din, and therefore they didn't preclude any one of them, didn't preclude the other ones for being chal, and so b'meila you would be chayiv multiple times, as many times as you made that shvua. So chayovim al kol achat ve'achat. We actually find a remez to that al achat in the pasuk. Hishbia alehem chamesh pamim b'fnei Beis Din. How about if the shvua was made in front of the Beis Din, and each time you said, whoever made the shvua, I don't want to accuse you, kafru, they say, what? We don't know any kind of edus. And each time they did the same thing, and the guy made them swear again, and each time they denied knowing anything. They're only chayev once. Why? Omer Rabbi Shimon Matam, why are they only chayev once? Because they cannot change their mind anymore. Because hoyel ve'einam yecholim lachzor ulahodot, there'd be no way that they could give testimony once they said in front of the court, we don't know testimony. That is called kivan shiyigid shuv eno chuzer umagid. And because of that, what was the point of the second, third, fourth, and fifth shvua? It didn't make any difference at all, because they could have said, yeah, we do, but they wouldn't have been able to testify. And since it's a fundamental property of shvuas ha'edus that you're only chayev when you actually caused the guy to lose the testimony, that would be chayev him. Because of that, you are only chayev while you could actually give the testimony. But once you made that denial in court, you can no longer give testimony. So anything after the first kfirah is never going to be a shvuas ha'edus, because It wouldn't matter if you said, yes, I know Atus, or said you don't know Atus. Your Atus is meaningless. So it would be the same thing as you're being puzzle for Atus.
Perfect.
So ve'inam yecholim lachzor ulehodot. Now, just once again, gentlemen, you see very clearly that this Zoom is sentient. I mean, how in the world is it putting together Akiva's red scarf and Naftali's red collar, in which case there is clearly a South African red day today, and it went ahead and put them both together. Now, as I started talking, I moved over a little bit to the diagonal, just not to be caught red-handed. Nobody has been able to show me that I'm wrong in any of this. So, Lemaisa, we can count, I think we could actually count the Zoom as for a minion, probably, no? If we would only have 9 for Kaddish. I'm not sure. We'll have to speak to Reb Danny about how far we can take this. Anyway, okay. Now we're getting closer here to a deeper understanding of how this whole thing works. The Shvua itself clearly does not have to be made in Bezdin. The Kvira has to be made in Bezdin, and it's Machlokas Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim, whether even in cases where you made the Shvua yourself, it also has to be made in Bezdin, or only in cases of a Shamar Kol Halah, it has to be made in Bezdin, right? That's where we're up to so far. We also are gradually coming to understand that only in the event that you actually are causing the guy a loss by denying this particular kvira, then you're going to be chayev. But if it wouldn't have mattered because you're no longer usable as the aid, so then it doesn't matter what it is you say. And that means once you were kofer in Bezdin, then there's no longer any point to any of your shvuas. But if you were only kofer once in Bezdin after having made the shvuas outside of Bezdin, you would be chayev for every single one of those shvuas. Each one of these halachas, if you don't understand where they're coming from, they all seem very arbitrary. But if you understand the din of Shvuas Ha'edus, it's quite clear what's going on. Now the question is like this. Suppose both of the Edim say at the same time that we do not know Edus. So that would mean that both of them would be chayev on the Shvuas Ha'edus. But if they denied knowing the Edus one after the other, so they had both taken a Shvua. Now they walk into Bezdin together, and the Bezdin tells them, okay, Joe, are you going to give testimony? And the guy says, what testimony? I don't know any testimony. So he's now X'd. He can't give testimony anymore. Now they turn to Mr. Shmo. How about you? Are you going to give testimony? And then he says, I don't know any testimony. The Shmo is Potter, because once Joe already said, I don't know any testimony, he is only an Eid Echad. So what good is his Eid Echad going to be doing? He's just a Shmo, in which case the fact that he's denying knowing it is not Machayev him. So the Rishon is Chayev, because at that point his testimony would have been usable because he had the other Eid. But the second one is Potter. Now, how about if one of them was kofer and the other one is modeh? So then the one who was kofer, quite obviously, and I was going to point out, obviously, in that case, the kofer is chayav, because when he was kofer, there was another witness that he could have joined up with, and therefore he would have made all the difference in the world. And he's even very clearly chayav. So this is a question, what's the point of this word, which we'll talk about. Now, suppose there were two completely different Kitei Edim. So we had one Kat of two Edim and another Kat of two Edim. And the first Kat, both of them, they say, we don't know anything about it. And then later, the second Kat says, we don't know anything about it. They are both Chayev, because either of these Kitot, obviously, had the potential of being the crucial card in the case, because there were two Edim in each one of these Kitot, and therefore each one of them is Chayev. Now, that's not so pushy, is it? Because, I mean, one of the Kitot, the first one, could have said, well, when we were kofer, there was still these other two Edim, and we figured they would give the testimony, so our testimony wasn't critical. So does the testimony have to be critical at the time that you give it? The Mishnah seems to imply that even if it wasn't critical and there were other Edom that would have taken your place, that you can still be held chayev for a Shvuas HaEdus. The Gemara is going to look into this, and it's going to turn out things are not exactly the way they seem. Okay, Omar Shmuel, how about if the witnesses see this guy who is suing his friend and he's running after them? Obviously, he's running after them because he wants to get them to be made for him. But he doesn't say a word to them. He's just chasing after them. Hey, boys! Hey, boys! They say, what are you running after us for? Mata ratzacharenu. We don't know anything about you. You think that we could be made for you? We'd be happy to help you. But shvua she'en anu yodim l'chaidud. We swear we don't know anything at all about this case. So there, they would be putter. Why? They offered the shvua, and we already learned from shvuat ha-pikadon that if you offer the shvua that you're chayim, the reason that they're putter is because there was no demand for their shvua, for their edus. Hachi yishme'u mipivs. We see where we learned that. They had to have actually heard him say, come testify for me. They don't have to hear the shvua, but they have to hear the requests. Until now, we were talking about the difference between mushba mipi acherim or mushba mipi atzmo. Now we're introducing a new thing. We're introducing the tvi'ah, not the shvu'ah. So there's three different points, gentlemen. Don't confuse them. One is the request for the testimony. One is the shvu'ah about the testimony. And one is the kvi'ah about the knowledge of the testimony. Each and every one of those steps has special dinim that were associated with it as to where, how, and so on. Wait a minute. That I don't need to know from Shmuel. That's the Mishnah coming up later this week. My Kamashmalan. We have a Mishnah that says that if you send, let's say, your Eved to go chase after the Eid, and to tell the Edom, I need your testimony. Or for that matter, let's imagine a case in which the very honest Nitba, he was the one that you're suing, and he's denying that he owes you any money. And he goes over to you, and he says, look, guys, as far as I know, I don't owe him any money. If you know that I owe him money, please come to court immediately and let me know. Now, I mean, very nice, honest guy, and he's part of the case. True, but he cannot be the one that is b'chayev of you to be made. Only the toveya, the claimant himself, he can come and demand that you come. Nobody else is considered, even if you're a shliach, nobody else is considered to be the one that is going to issue the demand for testimony. So even if the nitba himself said, I'm making you swear that if you know any testimony, you better show up in court. Imatem yodim lo edut, shetavo v'tidu. That doesn't count. Hare elu peturin, achi yishmu mipi atoveya. They have to hear it directly from the mouth of the toveya himself. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that if he's chasing after you, you didn't hear it from his mouth, did you? Isn't that the same halacha? Come on, of course not the same halacha. The point of Shmuel is that if the Toveya himself would have said to you, come and be made, so that we understand that you'd be chayev. So how about if the Toveya himself is running after you and shouting, hey, boys, hey! And he didn't, and it's quite clear what it is he wants from you, and you turn around and you say, swear, we don't know any kind of aid is for you. So I might have thought that if he's chasing after you, that's the equivalent of commanding Amalu Dami. Essentially, he's letting you know that you are in his target. He wants to talk to you about saying Edus. Kamashman Shmuel is saying that when we say that he has to say it to you, he literally has to say it to you. Not that he has to be putting on pressure. He actually has to say, come and be made. Yeah, but we know that from a Mishnah that we had before. It said, that was a shvua we just read. Shvua sa edus ketzad, amar le'edim, bo v'yidun. It said in the Mishnah, you said, that means the toveya said to the witnesses, come into court and testify for my case. And they say, no, it's a shvua that we don't know. That case in the Mishnah is quite clear. It says, amar le'edim. Doesn't it mean what it says? And why do I need Shmuel to tell me that when it says in a Mishnah, Amar La'edim, it means Amar La'edim? So that is saying right there and then, Amar, only Amar, Ian, but Lo Amar, if you didn't say it yourself, then there is no Chiv. No, I mean, Amar could just be Lav Davka. It's just the way that the Mishnah says it. It doesn't mean that if you've been chasing the guy, if Shmuel hadn't said it, it wouldn't have meant that it has to be literally Amar, the words. It just means he makes it clear. So I would have thought if Shmuel hadn't said his din, that that includes running after him. It's obviously, actually, Lav Davka. Because Ilo Temahachi, if you're not going to say that it's Lav Davka, how do you understand the Mishnah later on about Shvuat HaPikadon? It says there the same words, Shvuat HaPikadon Ketzad. So the guy who had given him the Pikadon, Amarlo, says to him, Tein li Pikadon sheyesh li biyadecha. So what are you going to say? That over there, the Mishnah by Shvuat HaPikadon means that you're only chayev Shvuat HaPikadon if the guy said it to you? That is not true. That Davka Amar in lo Amar lo? But the whole point of Shvuat HaPikadon, remember, was that it says in the Pasuk, V'ki chesh ba'amito, that means that you were the one who instigated and you went ahead and lied without a guy demanding that you respond. And it's the opposite of the Shema Kol Allah, which means that even Shvuat HaPikadon does not require anything from that guy to be chasing you or talking to you or anything. So obviously, if it said Amar in Shvuat HaPikadon Mishnah later, it means exactly what Amar meant in Shvuat HaEdut that we just read, where it says Amar, and it doesn't mean literally Amar. That must be the point, because otherwise it's against the halacha. Ella, what are you going to tell me? Yeah, it says Amar, but that's just like the general sense, because Lav Davka doesn't mean literally you had to say it. I mean, in any time that you came along and you were Kichesh Bamito, you'd be Chayiv. Fine, so if that's true by Shvuat HaPikadon, then there it's undeniably true because of the Pasuk. So then here too, we're talking about Shvuat HaEdus, it's also Lav Davka. Yeah, wait a minute, boy, you just backed yourself into a corner. Because look, if you're going to tell me, so hi, my, Iyamrit Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that when it says Amar in our mission about Shvuat HaEdus, it means Amar. So that would explain why we have this weird word Amar in the Mishnah later of Shvuat HaPikadon, even though when it comes to Shvuat HaPikadon, for sure you don't need Amar. But since it became part of the template of the Mishnayas, and here it was necessary because it meant it, by Shvuat HaEdus, it used the same Amar for Shvuat HaPikadon. So that was Otu Hacha because of the template here by Shvuat HaEdus. But if you're going to tell me that when it says Amar in that Mishnah of Shvuat HaPikadon, and even when it says Amar over here in our Mishnah of Shvuat HaEdut, so then why the heck do you say it in either case? That you have no excuse for saying it. Amar, Amar, what's the point of putting in an extra word into the templates of the Mishnah? It makes no sense at all. Amar, Amar, lama li lamisne. No, we didn't. We were saying that Amar is Lav Davka means not that you need an excuse for it. The point is Amar Lav Davka is because that is the standard way that we present cases. Whenever we present a case in Dine Mominus, so we talk about the two sides as if this guy had said this. We don't mean literally this guy had said this. Dilma, maybe. I mean, I don't know. But if it wouldn't have been for Shmuel, I would have said that both of these Mishnayos are just using standard language. So it's boilerplate. Urcha de Milta, Kamashma, therefore Shmuel comes along to say, no, actually, Amar is Nogea Halacha L'maisa. And if there was no Amar and he was just running after you, that's not Amar. And that sounds like a big Kiddush, but there's a Braita that seems to prove that Shmuel is correct. Tanika Vasidi Shmuel. Ra'u Sheba Achrehem, the witnesses see that the Tovea seems to be coming rapidly towards them. And they say to him, Mata Bacharenu, what are you coming after us for? Shvua she'en anu yodim lecha edut. In that case, they would be potter. But such a case by Shvuat HaPikadon would be chayev, because over there, it's just v'kichesh ba'amito, and we don't need to hear anything. So by Shvuat HaPikadon, We don't have that thing. The next case was, you made the people swear five times in a row. Now, they were outside of Beis Din. They then walk into Beis Din, and the guy says, I believe these people know testimony for me. And they say, we do indeed. And they give the testimony, Senor Potter. But if they're makish, the knowledge of the testimony, in front of the Beis Din, then they're chayav. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. How do we know all of this? How do we know that you're only chayav on the kvira in Beis Din and not in chutz le Beis Din? Chutz le Beis Din lo mechayav. And that, even Rabbi Meir is meidan, right? Even in the event that it was nishpa b'pei acherim. Omer Abaye, because Omer kro im lo yagid v'nasa avonof. If he doesn't, yagid is a very technical term. It is hagadat edut. It is testifying. Well, you can't testify outside of court. So therefore, it's telling me, lo amarti lecha, I'm telling you the only place where I'm mechayev you is im lo yagid. You're in a place where you could be testifying, and it's there that you refuse. So ela b'makom she'ilu magid, ze mitchayev ze b'mamon. So it means if you don't testify where that testifying would have been meaningful, namely in front of the Beis Din, there and only there is where we determine if you're chayev because of the Shavuos Eidus. This testimony would have had to have been able to get this guy money, and that could only happen in court. So wait a minute. If that's the diuk, then how do you know that the Shavua itself doesn't have to be in front of Beis Din? I mean, we've been saying all along, the Shavua could be outside of Beis Din. And in fact, the number of Shavuos that you make outside of Beis Din, the single kfira in front of Beis Din, will be mechayev you on each one of those Shavuos. But maybe the Shavua has to be in Beis Din also, right? Because Ema Shavua Gufe should be Beis Din in. I mean, since this is the kfira is the response to the guy Shavua, so then it should be in front of the court also. The Shalob Beis Din Lo. Why are you saying that the Shavua could be outside and only the Kvira has to be inside? I'll tell you why. This is really a good one. It's because Lo Tzalka Daitach, that's not a supportable Havamina. Because we learn in a Braita that since it says in the Pasuk, V'hayaki Ye'esham le'achat me'ela. What does that say, le'achat me'ela? Ye'esham be'ela. Le'achat me'ela tells me that every single separate shvua that you made, each achat v'achat is going to be mechayev separately, right? Now, can that happen in Beis Din? No. Because in Beis Din, Yisar Kataitach b'beitin, you would only be mechayev on the first one. Because the moment that you say, I swear, or amen, or even just, I don't know any testimony in the face of the other person's mashbiach ha'ani, that's it. You can no longer testify, and therefore any additional shvua would not be mechayev you, you see? And therefore, if the Torah had to tell me that you're chayev on each one, so obviously the shvuas could have been made outside of Beis Din. Beautiful diuk, right? So now we understand that there's two different dinim. One about the kvira, we're in Lo Yagid, and the other one, the chayev kolachas v'yachas, which is chutz le Beis Din. Because Yisar kataitach that it's in Beis Din, how could you ever be chayev on each one? Mi b'chayev kolachas v'yachas. The moment that you already said your kefir, we learned in our Mishnah, that if you're in Beis Din, and the guy made you swear five times, and they were kofir each time, you're only chayev once. And Rabbi Shimon explained it. Ein chayev melachas, and Omer Rabbi Shimon, why? The first time you said, no, we swear we don't know, or you even just said, we don't know in the face of the other person saying mashpiach ani, even without an amin, that's the v'shama kol alah, you would no longer be able to testify. It's quite clear now The Shvua part is Chutz LeBezdin. The Kvira part is in Bezdin. We understand the Machorkas Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim, and we understand the separate component of the Tviah, and finally, all of these details. Tviah, Amirah in terms of the Tviah, Vishama Kol Allah, or the limud from Pikadon that you could even make kichesh ba'amito alone, and followed by a kvira, that is a commitment that will not allow you to be testifying. All of these cases are actually related the same way. Amazing. So each one has its dinim. We finally got a beautiful picture of all of the components of Shavuos Ha'Etus. Now, the next thing we found in the Mishnah is that if both of the Edim together, Kofru Shneim Ke'achat, they both said we're Kefer, they are both Chayev at that point. Because since at that point there were two available witnesses, and the two available witnesses simultaneously said, we don't know, so their testimony would have been enough to be Mechayev the guy. And therefore, you'd be chayav on both cases. But the problem is that we have a concept, which is a Gavi concept, that is called e efshar litzamtzem, that it is impossible for something to be actually simultaneously. So when you say it's simultaneously, you only mean it's approximately simultaneously. But you can't possibly be mechayav both of them, since there would be no way of knowing which one actually came first. And therefore, how could you be mechayev either of them? Maybe at the time that he said his kvira, the other one had already been kofer, and therefore was only an eid echad. Omar Rav Chista, well, we're going a little bit of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says it is possible to be mitzamtzem. Remember, that was the case that we had about a multiple birth, where both of the Bechor, well, I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi anyway, both of the newborn calves over here are going to be Bechorot, because they both were born at the exact same moment. And you have to give both of them to the Kohen. So that means that according to him, we don't say it's a suffix. It's not possible that it took place at precisely the same moment. And therefore, you don't have to give it to the Kohen, because the Kohen would have to prove this is a Bechor. You could say they're going to go prove it. But according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, actually, it is possible for both of them to be Bechoros. So if that's the case, we could say that it's possible to be Metzamtzem over here. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to make this dependent on the Machlokas of Rabbi Yossi Haglili and the Rabbanan. Even according to the Rabbanan, when it says that they're both kofar simultaneously, it doesn't mean plank time, for heaven's sakes. It means halacha time. And halacha time is defined by toch kidei dibur. That's the point. So we have an extended present in halacha, and that's the amount of time that it says shalom halacha rebbe or shalom halacha rebbe umori or whatever, that's the machlokas precisely, but there is that time, and it's a very extended present. So therefore, it could mean betoch kidei dibur, and toch kidei dibur halachically is kidibur dami, and therefore even vis-a-vis the kashras of the Edus, we would say until the toch kidei dibur period is over, it's still possible for this person to be testifying. And therefore, it's considered to be each one of them was one out of two Edim who is refusing to testify, and therefore each one of them would be chayv. Omalei Rav Achmi diftu Ravina. Huh? How does that work? You cannot make a denial of testimony in toch kidei dibur. I mean, mechte, look, man, toch kidei dibur. How long is toch kidei dibur? Whatever. Kidei she'ilas talmid l'rav, or maybe not, maybe it's, but whatever it is. But by the time these witnesses both say, we don't know anything about it, we don't know anything about it is a lot longer than Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Okay. So what are you telling me? They both said it, betoch kidei dibur. They can't both say betoch kidei dibur. It's way longer than that. Tu b'have. And of course, we know the standard teretz for this question. And Ravina explained to him, toch kidei dibur does not mean toch kidei dibur from beginning of and to end of both statements. It means each one of them starts his statement within Toch Kedei Dibur of the other one, and therefore that is called simultaneous. Okay, now the Mishnah said, but in the event that one first says, I don't know anything about it, and then the second one says, I don't know anything about it, so then only the first one is chayev because he is a valuable aid, because with him, since there's another aid there, we would have been able to get money out for this guy. But the second one, who is now an aid echad, he is potter, because he couldn't have done anything anyway that would have been useful, because an aid echad is not going to help you get your money back. Ah, is that so? But then that would mean that this Mishnah is going against the sheet of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya, somebody is mashbia, only an aid echad. He's potter. But Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, even an aid echad is chayev. Wow. So what would the machlokas be? How could even an aid echad be chayev? Apparently, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds that an aid echad is sufficient to be able to get money. He apparently learns that al pi shnei edim, yakum davar, is only talking about things that have to do with iser. So the question is a woman married, or is her husband dead? Whatever. Those kind of things are iser. But when it comes to money, even a single witness is enough to get money out of someone? So lema b'hakam yifilgei? That the chachomim say an aid echad is not going to achieve anything. The most that he can do is make a person swear that he doesn't owe money, but he can't recover the money. Whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds, no, an aid echad, when it comes into court, he is actually coming to recover money. The mamona ka'asa. Come on, guys. Is it really reasonable such a thing to say? Rebbe Elazar holds all of a sudden that the din is that an aid echad is suitable for mamon. That certainly is not the case. Now, I know it's not the case because we are about to learn what Abaye said. Now, look, this is what a Gemara does, because remember, the Gemara always assumes you know everything about the Gemara before you learn the Gemara, since it assumes that everybody who comes to Daf Yomi obviously has prepared the Gemara 40 times before. However, in our own 15 minutes, probably closer to 15 seconds, concentration span, this apparently is no longer the case. I remember I was present when my grandfather, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he came and he visited Reb Lezer Yudel. Reb Lezer Yudel was the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir at the time, a very famous and classic Godel Rosh from the Rosh Yeshivas. So they were talking to each other about like what the matzav is in the yeshivas. So Reb Lezer Yudel says, I don't know what's happened. We used to be able to give every day. We gave a blotcher. A blotcher is a daf, essentially a daf yomi. A blot means a daf in Yiddish. So we would give a blotcher. Everybody would know. You could talk to them about everything because they didn't come to the yeshiva before they knew Shas. Now I see that some of the guys don't know Shas. They don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, he says, the same thing is by us. They no longer know Shas when they come in to the shir. Yeah, so, okay, those were somewhat longer attention spans, you know, like 20 years attention spans. Okay, so it's been reduced a bit. So anyway, halacha lemaisa on this daf, I suggest that even though the Gemara thinks we already know it, since maybe there's some who don't know it, let's jump ahead, skip the next couple of lines, learn what Abaye says, and then come back to see why what Abaye says proves that there's no way that Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon would hold that an aid echad we're talking about over here coming from Momenus. Okay, does that make sense? So let's just skip a little bit to a Gufa, Omer Abaye. Let's take a look towards the end of the daf. Abaye said the following. Omer Abaye, look, Hakol Modim Be'ed Sota. Everybody agrees. Even though we have a machlokas over here between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and the Rabbanan, they all agree if there's one witness when it comes to a Sota. I'm not telling you what yet. Hakol Modim Be'ed Sota. And all agree if there are two witnesses against the Sota. And there's also a machlokas between the Chachomim and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon when it comes to Edei Sota. And I'll explain all of this, of course. And Akom Odin Be'ed Echad, which is what? Okay, everybody agrees in a certain case of mominus of an Eid Echad. And Akom Odin in a case where Be'ed Shekenegdo Chashud Al Hashvu'a. So, okay, let's explain all of those cases one by one, so we understand Abai. First of all, Hakom Odin Be'ed Echad, both Reb Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, and the Chachamim are made that in a case where you are a single witness, but you are being asked to testify in the case of a Sota, over there, since a single witness is believed to be mafsid, the woman her ksuva, if he can testify that they were actually sleeping together, so then she loses her ksuva after there was kinui vestira. Because there's raglayim ledover, and the Torah says, aid einba, meaning whatever aid is we have, kol sheyeshba, even a single aid would be enough. So therefore, everybody's made it. That witness would have made a big difference to the husband who now no longer has to pay a ksuva, and therefore he's chayav shvuas eidos. Next statement of Abaye. Hakol modim be'edei sota. That your potter, what's that talking about? That a person comes asking people to testify that he had warned his wife not to be alone with this guy. That's the edei kinui. So over there, nobody holds that they are considered to be recovering of money because they're just a goreim of another goreim. Kinoi doesn't do a darn thing unless you also have edus of stira. And stira doesn't do a darn thing unless there's an aid that they actually slept together or she admits that she slept together because she doesn't want to drink from the meseita. So therefore, it would take two steps to save you the ksuva. And there, you're not, nobody would say you're considered to be chayev on that, says Abaye. But there's also a machlokas be'edei sota. What is that? That's edei stira. What's the machlokas? Rebbe Lazar holds that it's a dover agorim lamaman, and a dover agorim lamaman is kimaman. And therefore, you would be chayev. Because at this point, you have enough evidence to make her drink the mesota, and she may actually chicken out and say that, no, I was actually sleeping with the guy, and therefore she would lose her ksuva. So therefore, it's causing you, perhaps, to lose money, and that's the machlokas. The Rabbanan hold, Dover Agarim Lamaman is Laf Kamaman Dami, but Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, Dover Agarim Lamaman is Kamaman Dami, and that means that the whole machlokas, according to Abaye, is about the question of davar agorim lamaman. So if a single witness comes along and he would have made a guy swear, maybe the guy would have said, I don't want to swear, I'd rather pay. And therefore, according to Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, a davar agorim lamaman is also considered to be chayev on shvuas ha'edus. That's what the machlokas is about. Where's the Chachamim say, look, you don't know that it's going to end up being worth money. And what are the next two cases? Hakom Odin Be'Kishkenegdo Chashud Al Hashvu'a. What is that referring to? And Hakom Odin Be'Erechad Rabbi Abba. What is that referring to? Ah, so what Abaye meant by those cases was like this. Hakom Odin Be'Kishkenegdo Chashud Al Hashvu'a. Who is Chashud Al Hashvu'a? What, the Loveh is Chashud? So the Malva, therefore, will say to the aid, listen, guys, you got to come, not guys, you, single aid. If you come in and give me this testimony, then I could have sworn that he owes me the money and I would have taken that money because since the other person is considered to be unreliable, he's been caught lying in a shvua, we'll never accept the shvua from him. And therefore, you cost me straight out money. Why can't the aid say, well, I don't know. Mi ema de bishtabat. How do we know that you would have sworn? Maybe you wouldn't have collected your money even if it was up to you. So therefore, it would be part of the machlokas between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and the Chachamim, because only Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds that that dover agorim lamaman is mechayim. So what the case was both of them were chashudim al hashvua. So therefore, what happens over there? Because since Reb Abba said that in a case where both are choshen al hashvua, chazra shvua lemechuyav, the one who was originally chayiv in the shvua is now the one who's in the hot seat. And he can't swear. So mitoshen yecholi shava, he has to pay. In that case, you're causing a direct, not a grumma, but a direct loss of money in not giving your testimony. And the last case was Hakol Modim, Be'ed Echad of Rabbi Abba. What is that referring to? That was referring to the famous case where a guy went ahead and he grabbed a ingot from another person, which is worth a lot of money, and he goes and sues this fellow, and he has an aide, also coming to Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Abba was there in front of Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami said, so he went now and he brings one witness, that this guy had grabbed it right out of his hand. So the person that had grabbed it said, he's absolutely right, I did grab it. But that's because I was grabbing back my own thing. You didn't see that a minute before this guy had taken it out of my hand. And Rabbi Ami says, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? What's our poor judge supposed to do in a case like this? I could say you have to pay for it. I mean, how can I say you have to pay? We need two witnesses to make a guy pay. We don't have two witnesses. Shall I say that, look, we should potter him, you know? But, I mean, we do have a witness that says that he pulled it out of his hand, which means he really is chayav a shvua. Should he make that shvua? He can make a shvua, because he said, I did take it, but I had a right to take it. So therefore, what would be the din? He would therefore be the equivalent of a gozlin, because he can't swear, since he's saying, I did take it. So there's nothing to do. I'll be like a gozlin. So Rabbi Abba said, I'll tell you what the din should be. He is essentially a mechuyav shvua of any yachol shava. He needs to make a shvua because of the eid echad. He can't make a shvua because he can't deny it. And kol a mechuyav shvua of any yachol shava, the din is, he's got to pay. So let's move back now. Now that we understand all of the cases of Abaye, so now we can say what we said. We were back on Oman Aleph. V'tizbra. You really think that the way to understand Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is that a single witness is enough to be motzi mamon? Didn't Abaye say akomodim be'ed sota, v'akomodim be'ed sota, u'machloket be'ed sota, and akomodim be'ed echad, v'akomodim be'ed shekenegdo choshud ala shvua? We now know what that means, and knowing what that means, it's quite clear that the whole issue is dover hagorim l'mamon. And therefore, it's clear from there that kuleyama ella, everybody agrees, of course an aid echad is only coming to be mechayev shvua. Nobody is suggesting that an aid echad can be motzi mamon. And what is the machlokas? Like we see later in Abaye. V'achabalka miflage, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, dover hagurim lamaman is kemamadami, and the chachamim hold, that lav kamaman dami. And that is the entire question over here. There's no reason to jump to these wild theories that we're talking about somebody who holds that an aid echad is mechayev moman. Now, going back to Ahmed Beis, if you find your place, and I suggest that Tsuri should be given a far more powerful toys to play with, which would allow him to come to Daf Yomi. Yes, yes, he heard his name. He would allow him to come to Daf Yomi earlier and to fully participate. This is the problem of feeding babies milk. It's a terrible, terrible mistake. It puts them to sleep. Anyway, let's get back to Ahmed Beis, where we got up to understanding the entire din of Abaye. And we had just finished the Hakol Modims of Abayas. Now, there are some other cases that we didn't yet list, and that is, besides Abaye, Rav Papa says, I've got other cases where everybody would agree, both the Chachomim and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that a single aid would be chayev shvuas ha'edas. So how about a case where there was one witness to a person's death? And he, if he would be made, then a woman would be able to collect her ketuva from the estate of her dead husband. And she says, please come and testify that my husband died. If he refuses to testify, everybody is moded that by an aid of Misa that you'd be chayav. But I have a conundrum for you. Hakol modim be'ed misa, that you're potter. Ha ha! So now you have to figure out which is the case where an eid misa would be chayav shvuas eidas, and where is there an eid misa that would be potter on the shvuas eidas. I shall explain it to you. Hakol modim be'ed misa shuhu potter. You know where that would be? He tells the woman, I saw your husband drown. But he refuses to go into court to say it. V'lo omar lo lebetin. So there we know that the Mishnah in Yevamah said to Tanan, Ha'isha shamra meit ba'ali. The Mishnah, this is jumping, it's but a kitzer of that Mishnah that we had in Yevamah. If a woman goes into court and says, my husband died, so she's allowed to marry. Or if she says, my husband died, and there's a surviving brother and no children, so then she's also mititiyabim. So since over here he already told her that her husband died and that he saw it, she would have a right to go in, even though it's aid me be aid and so on. She would have a right to go in anyway. So at this point, we don't need his testimony, and therefore he's potter, because he wasn't critical to being able to recover the money that she was trying to recover for her ketuvah from her deceased husband's estate. But there's also a case where everybody would be made about the Chachomim and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that an eid mita is chayev. And that's where he did not tell her. And she says, I want you to come into court and testify. I know that you were there. And he is kefir in Besdin as well, v'lo'am al-Beit Din. And therefore, his single witness, his refusal to testify, means that she is getting messed up in being unable to collect her ksuvah. Now that would be mechayev you, even as a single witness. Wait, so hold on a second. To be mechayev the ksuvah is essentially, remember, you can, in those days, you could only collect a ksuvah from karkaot. But you don't make a shvuah on karkaot. So does this prove that in a case of karkaot, that edim will still be chayev on Shvuas Eidos, even though the case revolves around Karkaot? So apparently, Mashbia Eide Karka Yerchayev. This is not the same as swearing about Karka. Not necessarily, says the Gemara, because maybe Rav Papa's case is talking about where the woman actually is holding property of the husband. And she wants to keep, not property, but rather metaltele, but it's worth money, property in the English sense. So she wants to keep this. And it doesn't mean that she's going to go after any type of real estate. So you can't really prove it. They're going into Besdin as to whether she's allowed to keep the wallet, you know?